we're focusing on the latest news on potential changes to campaign finance laws in Wisconsin. Yesterday, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Republican lawmakers would pursue a complete overhaul of campaign finance laws in Wisconsin. The news comes after a recent appeals court ruling that shut down existing laws on campaign money here in the Badger State, referencing a new U.S. Supreme Court decision.
Dennis Riley is with us to help put this into context. He's a professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point. Dennis, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks very much, Rob.
Well, we've heard some of the details there, but big picture, are we seeing a rapid pullback from regulation on campaign spending here in the state?
Oh, there's no question about that. And we'll see the formalization of that process probably next year, I think, because I'm sure that when the legislature convenes in January of 2015, that'll be fairly high on the list of things to do. And they'll be, presumably, at least they believe right now, they'll be the Republican majority. They'll still have a Republican governor, and they'll be able to do as they choose. We'll see if that's really true, but that's what they expect.
And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on the Assembly side, Senator Mary Lozick, chair of the Elections Committee on the Senate side, say they want to change the laws, bring them into line with the recent court rulings. Just running through those, the state now has agreed to stop enforcing a cap on individual contributions to candidates, and that's following with a U.S. Supreme Court ruling. And then last week, a federal judge said, hey, independent groups that don't disclose their donors can coordinate with candidates. How big, just those two alone, how big a difference does that make to our elections here?
Well, it's hard to say in the context of the sort of non-enforcement of the rules against those things that we've seen for the past couple of election cycles. We haven't seen those vigorously enforced in either in any kind of elections the last couple of years. But it will make a change because now we all will know those things are perfectly okay. And in fact, it's hard to see what sort of money activity isn't okay. There are still going to be donation limits of sorts directly to candidates, but that's going to be pretty insignificant given the ability to spend massive sums of money clearly for or against someone, as long as you don't trigger certain words in that statement. And so it's pretty much going to be a wide open river for money to flow through.
You mentioned that kind of last bastion now of campaign finance laws. I can only donate a finite amount directly to a particular candidate. Do you think the way courts have been ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court on down that could be the next domino to fall?
I would imagine it would be, since it's one of the two or three left standing to knock over. And if everything the court has said up to now, which all points in one direction, that spending money in a political way is the same thing as me standing on the street corner on an old-fashioned soapbox and saying this is what I think we all ought to do collectively, that if spending money is exactly the same thing as that, then how can you prevent spending? I mean, I suppose you can still say that a donation isn't an expenditure, but I don't think they'll try to hold that line. So my guess is, yeah, they'll take that down next.
You know, from the progressive era after the Gilded Age through the post-Watergate era onto McCain-Feingold, there was the counter-argument to that, the counterweight, saying that campaign money was a form, in effect, of corruption or corrupted the political process. Why has that argument fallen so out of favor, at least in the courts?
Well, I think there are probably a couple of reasons, one of which is that there are people with so very much money who want to be influential in the political process in ways that perhaps they stopped wanting to be at some point along the way. I don't know. But, you know, you have the Koch brothers, Adelson, the rest of that sort of set of people. But there are lots and lots of others who want to be really influential, and their money is an opportunity, and they want to knock these kinds of things down. And they meet a very conservative set of justices who, excuse me, in some cases are bordering toward the libertarian when it comes to the role of business and the role of economic power. They're not when it comes to the role of government in the national security state by any means, but they are in other areas. And so I think that a very receptive set of justices and a very aggressive set of millionaires and billionaires want to remain so and even increase their wealth, that confluence is where we're going, and we're going there fast now.
Campaign finance reform advocates, one strategy they've used to kind of get around this is the notion of public financing of campaigns, saying if you agree to certain election standards, you'll get some state money to run your campaign. Are any of those still standing? Have those all been struck down along the way?
I don't know if they've all been struck down as such, but they've all been made moot, in effect, by the fact that almost no one is willing to agree. And progressives have to admit that President Obama kind of kicked that in the head pretty thoroughly by saying, I can outraise these guys, and I'm going to, and then I'm going to outspend them, and doing it twice. So, I mean, he sort of undermined the progressive case for public financing. And I think most, I don't know that you could get even a Democratic legislature to agree to it now, but you certainly couldn't get a legislature with any Republican power to agree to it. So I think it's pretty much a dead horse at the moment. And that was really the progressives' primary line of defense, was to say, well, if we could do that, we could eliminate money in politics. And if we can't do that, and if money is speech, you're just going to watch the money go and be spent and be spent.
Is this a pendulum? You know, we move to one extreme or and then back to the other and back and forth, or are we just setting out a road that we're going to keep going down here?
Well, my fear is that we're on a road that will be down long after my career is over. I think we're going to be on this for a fairly long period of time. John Roberts is a relatively young man. He intends to stay there and stand and defend that vision of money as speech, and Sam Alito will be there to defend it. Now, it's true that Scalia's getting older and Kennedy's getting older, but who knows under what administration they'll be replaced, and those are all kind of tricky, and there are an awful lot of legislatures jumping on that bandwagon. There doesn't seem to be anybody effectively standing between the flow of money and every election that we hold. There doesn't seem to be anybody that's very effective in standing there. So it's going to be, I mean, even like Elizabeth Warren, who's very effective standing or trying to be effective standing there with respect to banks and all the rest of that, one of the things you see in every article about her is an incredible amount of money she raised in her 2012 campaign against Scott Brown. And so, you know, it just seems like it's hard for anybody to stand there and say, we've got to stop this, and then is credible while saying so.
The couple eras I mentioned, the progressive era and the post-Watergate reforms, both following on what were perceived as major scandals related to the influence of money in politics. Is there a possibility of some kind of scandal like that turning public opinion on this issue?
I hate to be do nothing but be pessimistic, but at this moment I don't see that. Because I don't see the public thinking that there's an alternative, a viable alternative to that. I think the public believed there was in the progressive era, and I think they believed there was in Watergate. When you think of the scandal surrounding money in the Nixon campaign and the Watergate campaign, that's such a small amount of money now, and it was so close to almost honest relative to the kinds of things that go on now, because we were still in an era when basically what candidates did was raise a whole lot of money for themselves and their party, and nobody else was playing. But now that you've got all kinds of independent players, even if they're all funded by, you know, 25 billionaires, still there's a lot of different versions of that out there. I just don't see any swell of public outrage or even public frustration right now.
We'll leave it there. Dennis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Dennis Riley, professor of political science at UW Stevens Point.